So now both the National Cattlemen's Beef Association and National Pork Producers Council is calling for Congress to repeal labeling requirements for beef, pork, and poultry. In a statement, NCBA President Philip Ellis noted WTO rule that the U.S. CUA rule has cost Canadian and Mexican livestock producers in excess of $1 billion over the past 7 years and has authorized an amount in retaliatory tariffs. And if the Senate does not act, U.S. beef exports will face 100% tariff in these countries, severely diminishing about $2 billion worth of beef exports annually. NPPC President Dr. Ron Prestidge, also in a statement, said America's pork producers need congressional lawmakers to recognize the imminent harm our economy faces. Retaliation has been authorized, and our exports to the number one and number two markets will suffer, and so will U.S. farmers, business people, and consumers. He said we need Congress to repeal the labeling provision for beef, pork, and poultry now. Now, the CUA statute requires meat to be labeled with the country where the animal from which it was derived was born, raised, and harvested. Canada has announced a comprehensive list of products they intend to retaliate against, including not only U.S. beef and pork, but it also applies to grains, fish, shellfish, fresh and frozen fruits, vegetables, and certain nuts. House Ag Committee Chairman Michael Conaway also issued a statement saying we've known for some time that the country of origin labeling law violates our international trade obligations. The WTO has ruled that we face over $1 billion in annual retaliation if Congress does not act immediately. Now, back on June 10th, the House of Representatives did approve H.R. 2393. That was a bill to amend the Ag Marketing Act of 1946 by a recorded vote of 300-131, but the Senate has yet to act. Without legislation to repeal CUA, retaliation will begin in mid-December. Now, according to the Hagstrom Report, Senate Democrats Dianne Feinstein and Barbara Boxer of California, Mark Warner and Tim Kaine of Virginia, and Joe Donnelly of Indiana all wrote congressional leaders they fear exports from their states will be targeted. The Senate does not have the votes for either a repeal bill favored by Senate Ag Committee Chairman Pat Roberts or a bill sponsored by Senator John Haven and Senate Ag Committee Ranking Member Debbie Stabenow, which would repeal CUA for beef and pork but establish a voluntary labeling program for beef that would be overseen by the Ag Department.